Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hi, everyone. This is Blair. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。这些英文原版书啊，都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你们的英文水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运哦。Hey Colin, do you know who is the richest man in the world now?
I guess it must be Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos.
Well, they take turns.
Are we going to talk about them today?
No, we're going to talk about Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie.
Oh, I just read some news about her. She's an extraordinary woman.
Yeah, right. 那今天啊，我们就来一起聊聊全球首富 Jeff Bezos 的前妻 Mackenzie 的故事吧。今天的笔记呢也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记吧。刚刚我们的Colin老师用到了一个词，大家还记得吗？ Extraordinary, 对不对？
Yeah, extraordinary means not normal or ordinary, greater or better than usual. As I said, Mackenzie is an extraordinary woman.
Right, greater or better than usual, 我们就可以翻译为非凡的，特别的。那今天呢，我们要介绍的这个主角就是一个 extraordinary 的女性。
Yeah, we knew of Mackenzie because of her ex-husband at the very beginning, but she's actually one of the founders of Amazon, and they both quit their jobs to do that business.
Exactly. 我们知道啊 ，Mackenzie 的名字呢，刚开始是因为她是首富的妻子，对不对？但其实啊，她也是亚马逊的初创团队成员之一。他和 Bezos 都是辞去了原本非常好的工作，然后开始共同创业。Do you know why they got divorced?
Yeah, it's because Jeff Bezos was having an affair with a former TV anchor.
Right. Jeff 和 Mackenzie 的离婚原因啊，可能大家都知道，因为 Jeff 呢被拍到与一名电视主播存在婚外情，对不对？那我们这个表达可以学习一下 having an affair.
Well, having an affair means to engage in a secret relationship.When you're already married or, you know, in a committed relationship with other people. Or you can use the word cheat. Someone is cheating on his or her partner.
对 having an affair, 那就是我们说的出轨，存在婚外情的意思。那按照一般的这个事情发展啊，都会出现妻子手撕渣男和小三的这个桥段，是不是？我们来看看 Mackenzie 她是怎么做的。
Well, unlike many dramas, she pulled off her divorce without public acrimony.
哦、oh, 那就是我们大家期待的那种手撕前任的戏码并没有出现，对不对？她并没有在任何公共场合说过前夫的任何不好。Acrimony 啊，就是我们说的刻薄的言语。被出轨之后呢，她果断的离婚了，但是没有对自己的丈夫有任何不好的言论。
And she walked away with the biggest settlement ever awarded in a marital split. Do you know how much?
No, how much?
$38 billion in Amazon stock in 2019. And you know, that's probably over $55 billion now.
Wow, that's a lot of money. 这场婚姻的结束啊，就是我们说的 marital split. 我们知道啊 ,split 就是分开，对不对？给 Mackenzie 呢带来了在当时380亿美元的分手费。那现在呢已经升值到将近550亿美元了。
So the end of the 25-year marriage immediately made her the world's fourth richest woman.
What would she do with all that money?
Well, many people also wondered that. She could just enjoy the rest of her life, right? No husband and a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, but she didn't do that.
No, she didn't. She quickly pledged to give away her fortune.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Pledge 这个词啊，大家可能没有那么熟悉，它的意思是保证、宣誓。那在这里呢，是 pledged to give away her money， 就是我们可以翻译为她保证会把自己的财产都捐赠出去。
Yeah, and just months after her divorce, Mackenzie signed on to the Giving Pledge, a commitment to give away at least half of one's money, which is led by Bill and Melinda Gates.
Oh, so she's not just saying that, she actually signed a commitment.
Exactly.
So Mackenzie 说的捐赠她的财产不是说说而已啊，她签署了一个捐赠誓言，叫做 Giving Pledge. 承诺呢会捐出至少一半的财产。这个承诺我们就可以用这个表达 commitment。
Well, commitment means a promise to do something or to behave in a particular way. For example, you can say the government's commitment to public services.
Right. So how much money did she donate so far? 目前为止她捐出了多少钱呢?
Well, I'm not sure about the exact number, but here is a quote from the New York Times. Mackenzie has completely upended the philanthropic world with some of the biggest charitable gifts ever given by a single person.
That sounds like a very large number. And philanthropic is a good word.
Yeah, a philanthropic person or organization freely gives money to others to help people who need it. For example, you can say philanthropic organizations.
Philanthropic 就是我们说的乐善好施的、慈善的，在这里啊是个形容词 ，so we can say Mackenzie is a philanthropist, right?
Yeah, if you mean a person, you can use the word philanthropist. Mackenzie is definitely a philanthropist.
Philanthropic and philanthropist. 那这两个词呢，大家可以记住一下，因为字母比较多，所以拼写的时候要注意多检查两遍，不要遗漏或者写错了。
Yeah, right. And another piece of good news is she got married last month.
Oh, really? With another rich man, I guess.
Actually, quite the opposite. She married a high school teacher.
Well, yeah, high school teacher, they make decent money. But compared to what Mackenzie has, it's just nothing.
Yeah, but I think it's probably best for her.
I agree. Well, she is indeed an extraordinary woman after knowing her story.
Yeah, not many people can do that. And did I mention that she is an author and has already published 2 novels?
No, but that's even better. I really admire her.虽然我们的故事结尾可能并没有大家想看到的手撕渣男的一幕啊，但是我们的主人公 Mackenzie 用自己的财富去帮助别人，并且依然忠于初心，完成了自己的作家梦想，最终呢也收获了自己的幸福，找到了对的人。我觉得这也是另外一种形式的胜利了，对不对？
I agree. And I hope everyone can find their happiness eventually, just like Mackenzie.
对，祝愿各位听众朋友们啊，也都能收获自己的幸福。那我们的节目就到这里了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学。限量名额200个，想报名免费体验的同学赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
Well, that's all for today's podcast. This is Colin.
And this is Blair. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye!
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。